Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, Herm? I want to welcome everybody to another episode of Questions and Answers. It is football season officially, baby. Training camp started today. As you see, I'm in my gear. World champion Patriots, of course. You don't like it. It's too bad. You got an issue with the Patriots being number one like they are? Call in to my show and let's debate about it or talk about it. But yeah, training camp has started. I'm happy. Ready to get this football season going. It's been a long time coming. And I'm not just saying that because my team happened to be on top right now. But I just love football. And so today's show, basically, I'm going to be focusing on I'm going to break down the AFC conference. On Saturday's show, I broke down the NFC conference. So I'm going to break down the AFC today. And then, as usual, if you guys want to call in and throw anything else on the table to discuss, we can do that. It doesn't just have to be the topics I'm presenting. If you got something you bring to the table and discuss, we can do that too. Whether it's movies, on my YouTube channel, I just did a show basically called Reliving My Childhood, where I play old NES games. I was actually playing them because I have the old Nintendo system. I have the PS2. I have like all those old retro game systems. And like I said, the show is basically called Reliving My Childhood. So if you want to talk about stuff like that, we can do that. Other than that, I'm going to focus on football because it's back. Like I said, training camp is open. So I'm pretty sure your favorite team opened up today. If you want to call in and talk about your favorite team opening up training camp, call in and let's do so. Let's talk about it. Well, I want to start off by saying on this day, July 25th, 1961, New York Yankee Roger Maris hit home runs 37, 38, 39, and 40 in a doubleheader. Man, that's a lot. That's a lot, man, in a doubleheader. Blade. Oh, man, I love Blade, man. Blade's my number one. Blade's the one who got the MCU started, if you want to be honest. Blade is the first Marvel action movie to come to the theaters. Back in, what, 98? I went and saw Blade at the theater 4 times. That's how much I love that movie. And don't get me wrong, I love Marshalla Ali, but I wanted Wes to be Blade again, man. He's 56, but he's still in good shape. Wesley Snipes be doing martial arts and all that stuff, so he's still in shape. Oh, man, why my dog got to be barking right now? That's messed up. But, yeah, he's still in shape, so... I wanted Wesley Snipes to stay as Blade instead of Marshalla Ali, but Marshalla Ali's a good actor, man. I loved him as Cottonmouth and Luke Cage, so I think he'll do a good job. First thing I want to talk about before I get into NFL training camp and breaking down the AFC is I want to talk about what Manny Pacquiao did to Keith Thurman last Saturday. And you talking about a beatdown. He dominated Keith Thurman. I gave Manny 8 rounds to 4. He dominated that fight. And the thing about Manny Pacquiao, man, great champion, great fighter. I just wish that Floyd, and I'm going to say this, if you're a Floyd Mayweather fan, call in and let's debate about it. Because I think Floyd ducked Manny all those years. He waited till they both got up in their prime, you know, well, past their prime to fight each other. If they would have fought each other at a younger age, I truly believe Manny Pacquiao would have knocked him out. I do believe that. I believe Manny would have knocked him out. Don't get me wrong. I'm not a Floyd Mayweather fan. He's a great champion. He's another one of those arrogant prick type guys like Michael Jordan. That's why I don't like those type of guys. I can't stand an arrogant person. And that's what Floyd Mayweather remind me of. And I truly believe if he wouldn't have ducked Manny all those years, Manny would have knocked him out. And so now, after the Keith Thurman fight with Manny at age 40, Go Manny. I'm 42, so hey, man, you're an old man just like me, and you still doing it in the ring. So much props to Manny. After that fight, Floyd talking smack on Twitter. They got like a little Twitter thing going on. And it's like, dude, how you going to talk smack to Manny now? You know what I mean? Okay, you won that fight. He's fighting you with a bum shoulder. And all those years, you ducked him when he was younger. If you wouldn't have ducked him, man, Manny would have knocked you out. I truly believe that. So I just wanted to give my little take on Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather and how Manny dominated Keith Thurman. I mean, like I said, he dominated him, man. And he had a knockdown in the first round. And Keith Thurman was 29-0. Good fighter, man. I didn't think that I would see him get dominated like that, but he did. Nah, man, Floyd wouldn't have beat him. Floyd was smarter, and he is a great defensive fighter. But Manny come at you with those combinations, and he do them different angles, man. Manny, he'll sidestep you and come at those angles. And when he come with those angles, man, he throwing about five combinations, about five punches. So I guarantee you, and Manny had power, especially back then when he was younger, he had a lot of power. I mean, he still got power, but not like it was then. And if Manny would hit him with one of them shots back then, man, Floyd hitting the dirt. He hitting the canvas, man. So I don't agree with you on that one, Herm. But now, okay, like I said, I want to get to NFL is back, man. I'm happy. As you can see, what I got on, you know, my Patriots, hey, world champions, baby, another one. Everybody hating on Tom Brady. You know, now the media getting on him because he jumped off the cliff with his daughter. It's his damn daughter. So what? She was safe. That dude jumped off that cliff all the time. He's holding her hand. It's like people always trying to find something. Anything Patriots, somebody going to try to shed some kind of negative light on him. It's like, dude, just let the man live, man. I mean, I know you're tired of the Patriots winning. I know you're tired of Tom Brady being successful and all this stuff. What's up, Stacey? I know you're tired of seeing Tom Brady be successful and all this stuff. Man, let the man live. Stop hating. I mean, just trying to find something. And it's going to be real funny if this man win again this year. Because, hey, I'm going to be honest. The team they got coming in place, man, I feel good. I just think that they're a little weak at the tight end. But once again, after coming back from 28-3 in the Super Bowl against Atlanta without Gronkowski, that tells me they can win without Gronkowski. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm going to miss Gronk. And I'm not going to put it out of realm that Gronk don't come back to the end of the season. He might come back. But if he don't, it's whatever. I still got faith the Patriots can still win. I'm definitely picking them to go to the AFC Championship again. They're going to at least make it there. Now, I don't know who's going to beat them, but I definitely think they'll be there. As long as Brady don't get hurt. And, you know, that's what you haters need to hope for, is that Tom Brady gets hurt. That's the only way the Patriots are not going to win some games. So, with that being said, and if you want to call in and talk about, like I said, NFL training camp is here, man. If you want to talk about the NFL, you want to talk about your favorite team, you want to talk about how you think their year is going to be, what type of record they may finish with, what do you predict as far as your team, how far they'll go, if you want to call in and talk about that, hit me up. Excuse me, 1-347-843-4939. Or, like I said, it doesn't just have to be about the topics I'm putting out here. If you got something you want to bring to the table, you know what I mean? If you want to talk about a TV show you like, a specific TV show, call in. Let's talk about it. I may know what it is. I may not. If I don't, then you'll be educating me on it. So it really doesn't matter. You know, I give my callers the option to talk about what they want to talk about. It doesn't just have to be the topics I'm putting out here. So I'm going to start with the AFC East, of course. And like I said, you see what I have on. New England Patriots all day, baby. And old man Tom Brady, who, you know, is falling off a cliff and all that stuff. He finished last year with 4,355 yards, 29 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. Sony Michel, as a rookie, rushed for 931 yards, 6 touchdowns. Then our Mr. Do-It-All back, James White. He runs it and he catches out the backfield, which makes my Patriots dangerous. Yeah, AFC East is boo-boo. I agree with that. But I do like the young quarterbacks in the division. I like Josh Allen and I like Sam Darnold. Now, Miami, I hate Josh Rosen. He sucked when he's at UCLA, so I don't see anything with Miami. But the bad news for me, though, for whatever reason, my Patriots can't play in Miami, and they lose. No matter what type of team Miami has, it don't matter how good the Patriots are going to be, they're going to lose in Miami. And it's ridiculous because my wife, I travel to go to Patriot games. Especially all my friends, they know this. I travel to go to Patriots games. The reason why I haven't been to a Dolphin game in Miami is because I know them bastards are going to lose down there. I know it. Because I've been seeing them lose too many times in Miami. And if last year wasn't proof of it, then what the hell is? And it's crazy because we sitting there watching the game and my wife like, Tay, I told you they're going to win. And I'm like, Kay, it's not over yet. It's not over. You just wait. And then next thing, yeah. They lose to any quarterback. It don't matter if it's Jay Cutler, Jay Feely. They lost to him. It don't matter. And Jay Cutler beat him coming out of retirement. So that's what I'm saying. They cursed. They cursed in Miami. And unfortunately, this season, they played Miami in week two, which I already chalk up as a loss. And that's a damn shame. But every season, the game in Miami, that's one loss that I'm picking for them to lose because they never win in Miami for whatever damn reason. So, yeah, they'll lose in Miami, man. I hate to say it, but until I see them dudes beat Miami in Miami, then I'm going to say that they're going to lose, and I'm going to believe they'll lose because, like I said, yeah, week two, that's not good, man. Yeah, they're going to lose. They're going to lose in Miami. That's just the way it is until they prove me wrong. And it's so bad. Last year's loss was so bad. Even my wife gave up. She's like, Tay, I understand. We don't have to go to Miami. Because she's been begging me, let's go to Miami and see a game. See your boys play Miami. And I'm like, hell no, because I know they're going to lose. Why? And it took last year's stupid, oh my God, I still don't believe how that happened. It took that to get her to realize, well, damn, you're right, honey. We don't have to go to Miami. It took that. But like I was saying, James White, man, last year, 425 rush yards, 5 touchdowns, 87 receptions, 751 yards and 7 touchdowns. So James White is do it all back for us. Okay? And so the key additions that my Pats had this year. Okay. Let's see who this is calling in. Questions and answers, baby. Yeah, what's going on? Who's calling?
My name is Brandon. Hey, how you doing?
What's going on, Brandon? How are you?
I'm good. I want to talk about the New York Jets.
Okay.
I feel like they're going to have a good season. You know, training camp started today. We just signed Quinn Williams, Le'Veon Bell. You know, I heard the news that, you know, these veterans, these backups to Sam Darnold, the offense wasn't functioning right without Sam Darnold. You know, that's a good sign that Sam Darnold has command of the offense. You know, I really feel like it's going to be a good season.
You know what? I think they're going to have a good season. I think they'll finish second behind the Patriots. I do like Sam Darnold, and I like Leonard Williams on defense. Le'Veon Bell and the coach have been having issues from the jump, so I wonder how that's going to mix. I like Robbie Anderson. He had a good year last year. And the Jets are young, so they definitely, you know, I definitely could see them finishing second behind the Patriots, but I don't think they have enough to overtake the Patriots. Not yet. Honestly, I think for the Jets to, like, take over that AFC East, they're going to need Belichick to leave or Brady to retire. I think that's the only way the Jets are going to finally break through, or if Brady has some kind of catastrophic injury. Other than that, the Patriots are stacked again, so I don't know how the Jets will be able to overthrow them. Now, the good thing is the Jets, and this is coming from – I'm a Patriot fan, so this is coming from a Patriot fan. The Jets give the Patriots a good game in New York. So that's not a guaranteed win. Now, the Patriots usually own the Jets in Foxborough. But in New York, it's a tough one, man. It's a toss-up. And like I said, I like Sam Darnold. I'm with you. Sam Darnold's great. And like you said, them not being able to perform without him is a good sign that they need him and that, you know, the offense function, you know, to the highest ability when he's there. So that's a good thing. But I'm just curious to see how Le'Veon Bell and the coach, I forgot the new coach name, the guy that used to be at Miami.
Yeah. Adam
Gase. I'm curious to see how they're going to work out with each other because they already started off, you know, on a bad note.
I didn't hear that they started off on a bad note. But
oh yeah.
Don't you think though, like if the Jets beat the Patriots at home in New York in week 3, that it's a building confidence that they can go onto their field and beat them in their own stadium?
I honestly don't think they could beat them in Foxborough. Their record, the last time they won a game in Foxborough is when they beat them in the playoffs when Mark Sanchez was there. I think it was like, what, 2011 or something? It's been a long time. They rarely lose in Foxborough. That's why I said it's more likely that they would win there. But they rarely lose in Foxborough. So how long have you been a Jet fan?
Since Mark Sanchez.
So you like Sanchez? You liked him when he was at USC too?
Yeah, I mean, you know, everybody was, you know, with the whole butt fumble, but he beat Brady, he beat Manning, you know, back to back.
Oh yeah, that was a magical year, man. All they had to do was beat the Steelers, they would have been in the Super Bowl. I agree with you.
Yeah,
that was a magical year, man. It was. I mean, how you think I felt? I was upset. That's what I'm saying. That was probably one of the last times that they won in Foxborough. The teams in the AFC East usually don't win in Foxborough. It's usually on their home field where they have a better chance. And like I was just talking about Miami. We lose in Miami every year. That's why when the schedule comes out, I already put an L down next to that Miami game in Miami. Because for whatever reason, and it don't matter how good the Patriots are, how bad the Dolphins are. For whatever reason, they're going to beat them in Miami. I mean, they beat them with Jay Cutler coming fresh out of retirement. They beat them with a quarterback, Jay Feely. I mean, they beat them with a lot of scrub quarterbacks. That's just, you know, like
yeah.
I said, they just, it's like they're cursed. They can't win in Miami. So that's why I'm saying I think that you guys will have a better chance of winning in New York than in Foxborough. But, I mean, you never know. You never know. So I guess I can't just say for sure, but out of all the years, I haven't seen the Jets beat them in Foxborough, you know, since Mark Sanchez did back in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, it could happen, you know.
Can happen. It could definitely happen. I'm just saying I don't know if it will, but it definitely can happen. Anything can happen. Oh, you know, you already know. I'm just happy football back, man. I'm happy to talk football.
Me too. I am. It's been long.
So are you in New York?
Yeah, I live in New York.
Okay, so what games are you gonna go to? Are you gonna go to the game when the Patriots come there?
No, I'm just gonna watch on TV.
Do you go to any games?
No, I just watch on TV.
Okay.
I don't go to any games. You know, just in case they lose, you know, it's a waste of my time.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I go to games, man. I've been to Foxborough 3 times. Usually whenever the Patriots – and I'm in Indianapolis, so I'm in enemy territory. You know, I'm in enemy territory. But whenever the Patriots play anywhere in the Midwest, I go. And like I said, I've been to Foxborough 3 times. They play Cincinnati Bengals December 15th. I'll be there. So, no, I mean, I go see the team, man. I love going to the games.
The Giants. So I mean, you know, I don't. They're just. I feel like the Giants are old. Are the old Jets, and the Jets are the new Giants. You know.
I agree with that. The Jets have a younger defense. The Jets definitely have a younger defense, and they got a younger, better quarterback. I mean, don't even get me started on Eli Manning. Doofus. It drives me nuts that my boys lost to him twice. Oh, my God. That's just something that I'm never going to be able to let go, man. Losing to Eli Manning, a doofus. A guy that in the regular season, he more liable to throw the ball behind him and to get picked off, and they run it back for a touchdown. Then if they get in the playoffs, they just magically win. You know, so, yeah, don't even get me started on Eli Manning and the Giants, man. But, yeah, I think the Jets will be better than the Giants.
Definitely.
I wouldn't be shocked if Daniel Jones ended up taking over midway through the season for Eli. I don't think Eli's going to play good. I think he's on his last legs, and I think that the Giants should have let him go a few years ago.
I don't think Daniel Jones is going to play good. I saw the news in the training camp. He had incompletes, batted down balls, interceptions on I think it was like 11-11 on drills or 7-7 on drills. You know, him coming in as a rookie, you know, he's going to have, you know, mistakes, you know, and everybody thinks he's the savior of the team, but, you know, it's not the case. You know, he's gonna have rookie, you know, problems.
Yeah, I do so too, but for whatever reason, the Giants owner think he's the future. That's why they went up so high to draft him, because he wasn't expected to go as high as he went. Daniel, honestly, I wanted the Patriots to pick Daniel Jones. I like Daniel Jones when he's at Duke, so I wanted the Pats to get him, honestly. But the Giants, they went up and got him. So, truthfully, I don't know how good he's going to be, but just looking at the YouTube videos and watching a couple of games when he's at Duke, he's athletic, he's tall, seemed like he have a nice arm, seemed like he's smart. I think he'll be okay. I mean, he just got to have good talent around him. If he can have good talent around him, then he may be good for the Giants. But I just don't think Eli's going to make it through the season, which means since that owner went up so high to draft him, he's going to get in that starting lineup if Eli struggles. And, I mean, worst come to worst, hand the ball. All he got to do is hand it to Saquon Barkley. So that's going to help him out too.
Yeah, I mean, you, there's no more Odell Beckham, you know. I feel like Odell Beckham broke Eli Manning, you know. Kept throwing him to the ball, you know, throwing him. That's all he wanted. That's all Odell Beckham wanted was the ball, you know. And I feel like that's what, you know, kind of broke him as a quarterback.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you, man. Hey, anybody else want to call in and talk about football? Training camp started. 1-347-843-4939. My man on the line right now, he talking about the Jets. We sitting here talking about the Jets. He liked the Jets. He's a Jets fan. So we just chalking it up right now. So if anybody else want to call in so we can talk about it. Like I said, Facebook Live, you see me right now. I got on my gear. Pats all day. Hey. It's football season. It's starting up, so I want to get it cranking too by having conversations. How far you think your team's going to go? All that good stuff. So how far you think the Jets will go since you're feeling confident?
I feel like the – I don't know. You know, I probably like 9 wins. Probably make it to the playoffs. You know.
I'm about to say, man, you can't say Super Bowl, man. Well, I say that's a little too much, man. I don't think Sam ready for that. Not in year two. And then, like I said, I'm curious to see how Le'Veon going to do for you guys. I don't know. I mean, the good thing is Le'Veon Bell had a full season off. So that's the positive about it, is that he's going to be fully rested, and we should be able to get that old Le'Veon Bell, the one who's, you know, running behind the lineman, waiting on holes to open and you know, catching the ball out of the backfield and doing what he does. So that's a good weapon to have for Sam Darnold. And I like the one receiver you guys have, Quincy Enunwu. He's good too. And Robbie Anderson.
That's good.
Yeah. So I like the receivers, man. The tight end, Herndon, he's pretty good. Young dude out of Miami, University of Miami. He's good. It's going to be a decent season, man. I just don't think that they'll – go ahead.
He's suspended for 4 games, Herndon.
Why? He got popped for drugs or something?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I have no idea.
But Jameis Crowder, you know, he's good, you know.
Yeah, out of Washington, Jameson Crowder.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like what the Jets did, man. I just want to see how they're going to put it together. Yeah, I like to see how they're going to put it together. I don't know how they're going to be able to put it together, you know. You got to get, you know, the everything look good on paper, but, you know, you got to get out there on the field. And Sam Darnold has to get, you know, be a year better.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen it. You know, when he got hurt with that foot injury, he came back, he was impressive, you know. We saw flashes of that, you know. And now he has a full off season of training as number one starter. You know, I feel like he's gonna be even better than, you know, from last year.
Oh, he definitely can be. He definitely can be. Like I said, we just gotta wait and see, man. And that's the thing, you know. We got about another month. And then they're gonna be opening up. Chicago and Green Bay, which I don't understand. It's usually the champions that open up. But since it's that 100-year anniversary, the Thursday night game is going to be the Bears and the Packers, and then the Patriots will open up their championship season on Sunday night against the Steelers. So, definitely. But, yeah, man, hey, thank you for calling in. Call back anytime. I really appreciate it. I do my show on Thursdays and Saturdays, 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central. So feel free to call back anytime, man. Hey, call back during the football season because that's when it's going to really be fun.
All right, well. All right, thank you.
All right, bud. Thank you, man. Have a good one.
All right, you too, bye.
All right. All right. Now, that's what I'm saying. So if you got a favorite team, call in. Let's talk about it. Tell me what you think. How far they're going to go. How do you like their offseason additions? How do you like their draft picks? How far do you think your team will go? Who's your favorite team? That's all that stuff you can call in and we could talk about. Questions and answers. 1-347-843-4939. Questions and answers, baby.
Yeah, I was just wondering, you know, I'm a long-time listener. I was just wondering when you guys are ready to talk about the actual Super Bowl contending teams. Let me know when that segment is on.
Hey.
So we can, you know.
Hey, you could bring it right now. We could talk about it right now.
You know, because we know realistically there's, what, 32 NFL teams. Realistically, there is, I would say, I'll be generous. I'll say 8 teams, 4 in each conference, that has Super Bowl aspirations. Of course, the Pats, obviously. Let's see. AFC, Pats, the Chiefs, Chargers. Let's go
Colts.
One more for good measure. Colts.
I think the Colts should be in there.
Four. NFC. Packers, Rams, Chargers. No, not Chargers.
Saints.
Packers, Rams, Saints.
I'll put the Rams back in it, man. They got everybody coming back.
Absolutely.
Oh, you said the Rams?
Yeah. Packers,
okay,
Rams.
Okay, well, Rams, Packers, Saints. I don't know, man. The last one might be one of those surprise teams. It could be a Atlanta. It could be a Seattle. It could be, you know.
Nah, not Atlanta.
We don't know.
Seattle.
I don't know, man. Hey, Russ threw for 35 last year.
Yeah,
I
got a decent team, but hopefully I just want the my Super Bowl be the Packers and Pats, man. Hopefully I'm supposed to get that for supposed to have had that for the last five
years.
Yeah,
we're supposed to have that about four times, man.
Hopefully.
So, yeah, it would be nice to get that, man, and we could finally have that Super Bowl party, you know, that Super Bowl get-together.
I feel like two sports superstars got a their own redemption tours this year. LeBron and Aaron Rodgers, it's like people have amnesia and just forget how great these guys are.
Oh, yeah, especially Aaron Rodgers, man. Considering that the dude – look, Aaron Rodgers threw for 25 touchdowns and two interceptions, but
redemption.
Somehow it was a bad year.
Redemption tour, so we're going to take it out on everybody. So,
depending on Mr. Trubisky, I still think y'all going to have a challenge in y'all division.
Oh, yeah, by no means with a division. But that's how we like it, though. We want to be battle-tested for the playoffs. I think we'll go probably 12-4. I think we'll get the division. The division will be good this year again. But like I said, I think Aaron Rodgers is going to be on a redemption tour. I've seen some stuff on social media. The Vikings fans are still hanging on to when Anthony Barr took Aaron Rodgers out two seasons ago. They're still making fun and jokes about that. So I can't wait till we get our revenge on them.
Yeah, because y'all rivals. So, you know, when y'all rivals, they going to do stuff like that. That's the thing that's crazy about it. You know, you rivals.
So pussies in purple, man. Sorry, female listeners. Football season, so I'm getting kind of amped up. Yeah, I hate Minnesota. But yeah, I've been talking a lot about my boy, and we're gonna see this year. So who's your? I know what you want, who you want in the Super Bowl, but what's your Super Bowl prediction? And give me something crazy. What's a crazy prediction for this upcoming year? I think mine will be, and it's not even crazy, but I think mine will be that the Browns win that division. Over Pittsburgh and over Cincinnati, over Baltimore.
That's not even crazy to me because I got the Browns winning that division.
Okay. Well,
I would say something crazier,
and I'll hang up, man. I'll listen to you.
Okay. All right. Hey, thanks, man. Appreciate it as usual. All right. Well, okay. My Super Bowl pick. Damn, that's tough. Because it's like I want to put ramifications with it. Like, I know for sure the Patriots are going to be in the AFC Championship again. Now, it's a matter of who's going to be playing them. I kind of think it's going to be the Chargers. I think the Chargers are going to be better, especially, you know, they need to get this situation handled with Melvin Gordon first, man. They got to get Melvin Gordon in there. Because I know they, like, beefing right now because of a contract. They got Keenan Allen, who's a beast. They still got Mike Williams, Joey Bosa, and Melvin Ingram on both ends of the lines to rush the passer. So the Chargers still got a good team. And, I mean, the Chiefs, they probably going to be good again, too, because for whatever reason, Tyreek Hill not being suspended. Ain't that something? Tyreek Hill is not being suspended. And this dude done broke his kid arm. Beat on his baby mama. But he not getting suspended at all. So, because I was going to say, if he was going to get suspended, that was going to hurt the Chiefs. But since he's not getting suspended, the Chiefs going to be right there too. But some telling me that the Chargers could beat them, man. The Chargers were one of the only teams that went into Kansas City and beat them there. So I'm going to say the Chargers, you know what? I'm going to say it's going to be the Chargers and the Patriots in the AFC Championship. And depending on where the game is, that's going to be the winner. If it's in Foxborough, Patriots going to Super Bowl again. Yes, again. All you Patriot haters, if the game is in Foxborough in the AFC Championship game, or the Patriots get home field advantage, which is the same thing, Patriots are going to Super Bowl again. And I know you haters going to hate that. You're going to hate to see it. But I'm gonna take the Patriots and the Chargers to go to the Super Bowl. Chargers get home field, they'll come out and go to the Super Bowl and represent the AFC. Patriots get it, Patriots gonna represent again. And in the NFC, I think it's gonna be the Rams and the Packers. And it's like it come down to home fields for me. The Saints are unbeatable, basically, at the dome down in New Orleans. And we all know they got robbed against the Rams last year. That's the reason they lost. They got robbed. It's supposed to be the Saints and the Patriots in the Super Bowl. And then the Packers, they're like unbeatable at Lambeau Field. So it's kind of like, I want to say the same thing. Whoever get home field is going to go to the Super Bowl. And let's see, my craziest Super Bowl pick. And I don't want to say it's crazy because I got them winning the division, but it would be crazy if they went to the Super Bowl in year two of Baker Mayfield's NFL career. But I'll say the Cleveland Browns against maybe what? Like, say Cam Newton have a redemption tour and just come back. Something like Carolina and the Browns in the Super Bowl. I think that would be crazy. Cam Newton to have a chance to redeem himself for not jumping on the damn ball when he fumbled and he just sat there and watched Von Miller pick it up when the Carolina Panthers still had the chance to go down and win the Super Bowl. It's like he froze and got scared of Von Miller or something. Von Miller jumped on the damn fumble and Cam Newton just stood there. So he'd be able to redeem himself against a young Baker Mayfield, Jarvis Landry, Odell Beckham Jr. So I got to say that would be probably my craziest Super Bowl pick. So I'm going to get back to these AFC East breakdowns. Okay, like I was saying with the Patriots, the key addition to the Patriots is wide receiver N'Keal Harry. This is the first time that Belichick ever picked up a first-round wide receiver. And this dude, man, he seems like he's a beast, man. He's 6'3", like 225, 230, so he's a big boy. And he has good hands, strong hands. He makes catches. And the good news is him and Brady was working out this summer. So Brady already jumping on it, trying to get him accustomed to that offense, that extensive and difficult playbook that other stars have come near and not been able to grasp. Ocho Cinco. You know, guys like that. Randy Moss is like one of the only guys to come off the street and be able to master that playbook. So I'm curious to see how this rookie going to do in the preseason. I'm going to be checking out training camp a little bit to see what he's doing, you know, when they show it on NFL Network. But watch him in the preseason. I want to see how he's going to do. And then they picked up Michael Bennett. They got the other Bennett brother. I mean, the one Bennett brother retired, but they got the brother. They got Michael. Marcellus retired. Now they got Michael Bennett, so he's there to rush the passer. He's there to make up for the loss of Trey Flowers, which I hated. I wish they would have paid Trey Flowers, but the thing about Patriot players, when they let go, it seemed like when they go to another team, they play like crap. So I'm curious to see how Trent Brown going to do with Oakland. I mean, he was our left tackle last year. He protected Brady's blind side, and he did a hell of a job helping win that Super Bowl. He left to go to Oakland to get the big bucks. So I'm curious to see how he's going to do. Is he going to go there and succeed, or is he going to go there and be a bust? Because it's like most Patriot players, when they let them go, man, they go to other teams, they be garbage. So I'm curious to see how he's going to do. I'm curious to see how Trey Flowers is going to do. If you want to call in and talk about any of your NFL teams, anybody got favorite NFL team out there you want to call in and discuss, how far do you think they're going to go? What do you think about their training camp situation? What do you think about the players they picked up? Free agency, draft picks, so on and so on. Do you think they're going to do good this year? What type of regular season record do you think they're going to finish with? Call in. Let's talk about it. Jamie Collins came back. So the Patriots brought Jamie Collins back. So that's a good thing. I mean, when he was there, he's the best linebacker they had when he was there. He's athletic and everything. So he went to the Browns and got his money. And, of course, you know, the Patriots bring him back on the cheap. So I think he'll be able to be effective for us. And then rookie Damian Harris out of Alabama, good running back. They brought him in. And it sucked because Sonny Michel had a hell of a rookie season, but his knees are bad already. So that's why they drafted Damian Harris out of Alabama, because we're going to need another running back to go along with James White. James White is really a pass-catching back. So, you know, Rex Burkhead, he does both, but he stays hurt all the time. So Damian Harris might be getting some carries this year. Now, like I was saying, Miami Dolphins, the next team in the AFC East. They picked up Josh Rosen in a trade. Josh Rosen sucked to me. I didn't like him when he's at UCLA. I didn't like him when he's at Arizona. But he's their quarterback of the future, and he's going to end up competing with Ryan Fitzpatrick, who's been everywhere. They're going to compete for that starting job in Miami. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to have it first. He's going to start off with it first. And then, you know, once he started being a little unsuccessful, then that's when Josh Rosen is going to pick it up. But they bring back Kenyon Drake, who had 535 yards, 4 touchdowns. Then you got Kenny Stills, who had a hell of a year at wide receiver, 553 yards receiving, 6 touchdowns. Albert Wilson, who did a lot for the team last year, he had 391 yards, 4 touchdowns. Before he ended up leaving with a season-ending injury. So he had a lot of promise, but we didn't get a chance to really see how much he could shine because he got hurt. Then they had Kiko Alonso defense, Mika Fitzpatrick, and Xavier Howard, who led the team with 7 interceptions. And they got a new coach, former New England Patriots defensive coordinator Brian Flores. He's the coach. So I got the Dolphins. I don't think they're going to do too great, but unfortunately they will beat my Patriots in week 2 in Miami. They're going to beat them because for whatever reason, the Patriots can't win in Miami. So they'll lose that game. But other than that, I think Miami's going to finish at the bottom of the AFC East. Next thing you guys, the Buffalo Bills. I like their quarterback, Josh Allen. He's a dual threat type of quarterback. He can run the ball and he can pass it. He threw for 2,074 yards last year, 10 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. He also rushed for 631 yards and 8 touchdowns. I mean, he had a couple of runs where he broke off one for like 50 yards, 40 yards. He's breaking off big runs. He's a big guy, big quarterback. Guys, if you want to call in and talk about any of these sports, talk about NFL season that's up and coming, or if you want to talk about NBA hoops, like I said, it's not just about the topics I'm throwing out here, but if you got something you want to bring to the table, you can. You want to talk about a TV series, a TV show, Stranger Things. I didn't like Stranger Things. Lion King. I just took my family to see Lion King. It's a good movie. If you want to call in and talk about movies, we can do that. any of that stuff. I'm willing to, you know, talk about and discuss. Like I said, Josh Allen, he's a good quarterback, good young quarterback, and he's not gonna do anything but get better. Then you got Zay Jones at wide receiver. He's the best receiver on the team. 652 yards receiving, 7 TDs. The key addition for their team, they picked up old savvy veteran Frank Gore. That's still playing, believe it or not. I thought he would have retired after last season. And they picked up T.J. Yeldon, who used to play for the Jaguars. 414 rushing yards and 1 touchdown. Then they picked up Cole Beasley from Dallas to play that slot receiver. I think he'd be a good fit there because they don't have a slot receiver. And Cole Beasley finished last year with 672 receiving yards, 3 touchdowns. And they picked up the rookie defensive tackle out of Houston, one of the top picks. Ed Oliver, they expected him to come in and, you know, bust open pockets so they'd be able to get to the quarterback and things like that. So I think the Bills got some promise, man. They definitely got a decent quarterback. And, you know, we got to see how he turned out to be. And now the Jets. You know, my man called earlier and we was talking about the Jets because, you know, that's his team. But he's right about Sam Darnold, man. Sam Darnold improved. He can't do nothing but go up and get better. And last year he had 2,865 yards, 17 TDs, and 15 picks. And like I was telling him, I like Robbie Anderson. He's one of their top receivers. He has 752 receiving yards, 6 touchdowns. Quincy Anunwu, he was a decent receiver for him. I mean, he only had 1 touchdown, but he made plays whenever I saw the Jets, you know, on TV. He had 449 receiving yards. And tight end Chris Herndon, 502 yards, 4 touchdowns. And then on defense, man, they got Leonard Williams. They got Jamal Adams, who's one of the best young safeties in the league. 86 solo tackles, 1 interception. And then they new additions. Jamison Crowder, he played pretty decent when he's the Redskins. Le'Veon Bell coming off a full year of rest. You know, see how Le'Veon runs the ball. Maybe he could be back to normal the way he used to be. So, you know, and Jamison Crowder, he had 388 yards, you know, 2 receiving touchdowns when he was in Washington last year. So, all in all, I still see the Patriots winning the AFC East. I don't see any of those teams coming and supplanting them from that number one, you know, that number one spot. Only way I see the Bills, Dolphins, the Jets having a chance to dethrone the Patriots is if Tom Brady get hurt. Or when he retired. That's the only way I see it happening. If he don't retire, he don't get hurt, then the Patriots going to stay on top of that division, man, for as long as they want, basically. All right, the next division I want to talk about is the AFC South. And, guys, if you want to call in and talk about any of these football teams, I'm talking about any football teams in the AFC, or if you got a favorite team you want to discuss, then give me a call, 1-347-843-4939. Let me know what you think about your favorite team. How far do you think they're going to go? How do you like their offseason moves? What do you think about their draft picks? Call me up. Let's talk about it. AFC South, Deshaun Watson and the Texans. And Deshaun Watson had, like, kind of a down season. I mean, not bad numbers, but it was a down season because it takes, like, a full year to come back from a torn ACL, man. He tore his knee all up. And I expect this year to have him have a season like he did his rookie year. I think he'll play the way he did his rookie year this season because he would have had a full season to let his knee heal. And last year, he threw for 4,165 yards, 26 TDs, and 9 interceptions. And those are good numbers, man. Just not compared to how he threw the ball his rookie year. So I think he's going to be back to the way he was his rookie year when he, like, took the lead by storm, man. He was, like, the number one fantasy quarterback after a few weeks. And then they got Lamar Miller, who's still at the running back spot. 973 rush yards, 5 touchdowns, and then one of the best wide receivers in the league behind Antonio Brown, DeAndre Hopkins, man. 1,572 yards receiving, 11 touchdowns. Dependable, makes tough catches. Don't fear getting hit. DeAndre Hopkins is a monster. And then this guy's good too. The guy that plays on the other side of him, Will Fuller. But the thing with him is he stay hurt all the time. If Will Fuller could give the Texans a full season, Texans would be special, man. And so before he got hurt and missed all last year, he had 503 yards and 4 touchdowns. So he's on his way to having a good season, along with DeAndre Hopkins. But like I said, he got hurt. And then you got J.J. Watt, you know. Sometimes he shows up. Well, for the most part, he show up. But I guess, you know, I'm saying sometimes because it's like when he play against, like, the top teams, he kind of disappears. But he had 61 tackles and 16 sacks last year. And Jadeveon Clowney had a down season last year. He had 3 fumble recoveries. I mean, he had 9 sacks, though, but it didn't seem like he made impactful plays. So he had 9 sacks and 3 fumble recoveries. So, I don't know. I think the Texans and the Colts, they're going to challenge for that division. And speaking of the Colts, Andrew Luck, man, I like what the Colts did this offseason. You know, all the Patriot haters here in Indianapolis, you know, they talk about the Patriots, but the Colts kind of took a page out of the Patriots playbook. They didn't spend no money. Colts had the most money under the salary cap, and they really didn't spend any. They kept their money. That's kind of like something the Patriots would do. They got guys on the cheap. That's something that the Patriots would do. So I kind of like what the Colts did, man. Andrew Luck, 4,593 yards passing, 39 touchdowns, 15 interceptions. Andrew Luck's arm is fine. Everybody's worried about Andrew Luck's arm. His arm is fine. I was at that Texan game when they lost to the Texans here in overtime. I was at that game. And he could still sling the ball, man. Marlon Mack, he's the top running back. 908 rush yards, 9 touchdowns. T.Y. Hilton, 1,270 yards, 6 touchdowns. Eric Ebron, who had a breakout season because he was a bust when he was in Detroit. And he had 750 yards receiving, 13 touchdowns. And the guy that I like the most on the Colts, man, on defense, Darius the Maniac Leonard. They found a gem in him, man. And I just hope that he don't get hurt because he flies around the field and hits everything. He reminds me of Bob Sanders, another person that was great, but he stayed hurt. And I think that was because Bob Sanders was juiced up all the time. That's what I think. I mean, that's the reason why he stayed hurt. But Darius Leonard, man, I mean, look at this stat line this dude had last year as a rookie. Darius Leonard had 2 interceptions. Four forced fumbles, 7 sacks, and 111 solo tackles. Man, tell me that's not a stat line, especially for a rookie. Then they lost Jack Doyle, who was their best tight end last year, so he'll be back. So if him and Eric Ebron could both play at a high level, they have 2 tight ends as weapons. Then they got the other kid, Mo Alley Cox, that used to play for VCU. College basketball, they got him. He had a touchdown last year, so they still got him. And then another guy they got, Deion Kane, who was expected to be the number 2 wide receiver, but he got hurt. He got hurt in training camp and missed all last season. And I like Deion Kane. I liked him when he was at Clemson. I wanted the Patriots to draft him. The Colts got him. So I'm curious to see how he's going to come back. And then the Colts got a couple of key additions, man, that's good. So I'm liking what they're doing, man. Their offense should be great. And they picked up that speedy wide receiver out of Ohio State, Paris Campbell. They picked him up. He's a speedster. He basically do what T.Y. Hilton doing. Just go straight up the field. Outrun your coverage and catch the ball. And then they picked up Devin Funchess on the cheap. 1-year contract from the Carolina Panthers. And last season with Carolina, he had 549 receiving yards and 4 touchdowns. So I like what the Colts did, man. I think the Colts are going to be nice. The next team in that AFC South is the Jacksonville Jaguars. And, guys, if you want to call in and chime in on any of this, these football teams I'm talking about now, or if you got a favorite football team, call in. Let's talk about it. Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, you're going to hear me talking about a lot of defensive players because they really don't have many offensive players. With the Jaguars, it's all about defense. And they probably got 2 of the best cornerback tandem in football. And A.J. Boye, who had 1 interception and 46 solo tackles last year. And then all-world, Mr. Talk-A-Lot, Jalen Ramsey. 3 interceptions, 62 solo tackles. And you got Calais Campbell on that defensive line. 11 sacks, 53 solo tackles. Now you come to the offensive player, Leonard Fournette. He was their offense until he got hurt. He got shut down for the rest of the season. But he had 439 rushing yards and 5 touchdowns. And then, like I said, he ended up getting hurt. And they just shut him down because they knew they weren't going anywhere. Jacksonville knew they weren't going anywhere. They weren't going to be able to compete. So why keep running Leonard Fournette and get him hurt worse? Just go ahead and shut him down. And that's what they did. Now, the new addition to the Jaguars, and I'm curious to see if it's going to help them, Nick Foles, the guy who beat my boys in the Super Bowl a few years back, he finished his season with the Eagles with 1,413 yards and 7 touchdowns in a 5-game stretch because Carson Wentz ended up going missing the rest of the season. So Nick Foles ended up getting in and finishing out the rest of the season. And, you know, he's trying to have that magic again, man, like when they made the Super Bowl. Nick Foles got in the game, and they just went on a magical run. And it almost happened again last year, but they lost to the Saints down in New Orleans. So it almost happened again. So now Nick Foles has his own squad. He has his own team down in Jacksonville. I'm curious to see how that's going to work out. I mean, as far as his receiving threats, they picked up Terrell Pryor, who basically took last year off with the Jets. He didn't really get no clock, didn't make no plays. So, hell, he should be a year rested. So maybe it could be that threat for Nick Foles, that tall wide receiver threat. Still got D.D. Westbrook, former Oklahoma receiver. That's pretty good. And he finished last year with 717 receiving yards and 5 touchdowns. So Nick Foles got a couple of weapons. And if Terrell Pryor could be the way he was when he was at Washington, that's when Terrell Pryor was actually good, when he's a wide receiver for Washington. So if he get back to that, and D.D. Westbrook can grow a year older and, you know, play at a higher level, and Nick Foles will have, you know, at least two guys to throw to, and he need to have Leonard Fournette back there to hand the ball to. So I don't know. I got a feeling that Jacksonville and the Titans are going to be at the bottom of the AFC South, and I just think it's going to be between the Colts and the Texans who win this division. And speaking of the Titans, okay, Marc Mariota, 2,528 yards passing, 11 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. I mean, the Titans are really a running team. They're not like one of those pass and run and gun teams. Marcus Mariota's an athlete. He's more of a runner than he is a thrower. Derrick Henry led him in rushing yards. 1,059 rush yards, 12 touchdowns. Then Deion Lewis. And this team, they're Patriot. It's crazy because the Titans and the Texans are Patriots South. They got a lot of Patriots players because you got a lot of the coaches. Mike Vrabel's the coach of the Titans. And, you know, he's a former Patriot. So they got Deion Lewis, who played for the Patriots, and he rushed for 517 yards, 1 touchdown. And he had 400 yards receiving for 1 touchdown. Then Corey Davis was their best wide receiver, who had 891 receiving yards and 4 touchdowns. Delanie Walker, who was one of the best tight ends in the league, but he got hurt last year, so he missed basically the whole season. He'll be back, so that'll help him out a lot. Hopefully he'll be able to return back to form. And then, like I said, they got former Patriots. Their starting cornerbacks are former Patriots, Malcolm Butler and Logan Ryan. So I don't – you know, I think the Colts are going to end up pulling out the AFC South. I'm going to take the Colts because they just seem to have more weapons. They got more weapons, and the return of Jack Doyle, that might decide it all. If Jack Doyle can play the way he played before he got hurt, if Eric Ebron can step it up even a notch better than he was last year, that's going to be tough to guard if you got both of them on the field at the same time. And then, like I said, Marlon Mack. Then it's the two other little young running backs they had behind them, Wilkins and Himes or something. Colts are stacked. So I'm going to take the Colts to win the AFC South. Then we come over to the AFC West. Broncos. I start off with the Broncos. Running back Philip Lindsay, man, he was the surprise of the league. Nobody saw him coming. And he was undrafted. That's the thing about it. The Philip Lindsay kid was undrafted. And he had 1,037 yards and 9 touchdowns. I mean, he just came out of nowhere. Nobody saw that coming. Royce Freeman, another good running back for him. He had 521 yards and 5 TDs. Then, you know, reliable Emmanuel Sanders, 868 receiving yards and 4 touchdowns. Cortland Sutton, they basically kept him and got rid of Demaryius Thomas because they liked him so much. He had 704 receiving yards and 4 touchdowns, so they expected him to be even better this year. And Bradley Chubb had a hell of a rookie season last year for him. 41 tackles and 12 sacks, showing that he was worth that top five pick. So, yeah, I mean, Bradley Chubb and Von Miller, of course, one interception, four forced fumbles, 15 sacks. So, I mean, the Broncos, their defense is going to be okay. You know, they got Chris Harris still, man in the corner spot, making plays. They still got him. So I expect their defense to be good, but I don't know how good Joe Flacco will be anymore. They picked Joe Flacco, you know, who finished his career with Baltimore with 2,465 passing yards and 12 touchdowns. But I don't know how good he can be. How good is he going to be away from Baltimore? Can he still throw the long ball the way he used to? Because that thing, man, Joe Flacco had a cannon. Does he have that anymore? I don't know. And then they picked up the tight end. I wanted this tight end because he reminded me of Aaron Hernandez. Noah Fant, that rookie out of Iowa. I was hoping that the Patriots would get him to replace Gronk, but they couldn't. And Broncos got him, so he'll be a nice young weapon for Flacco to be able to use. But I think their team depends on, you know, how far their team go depends on the success of Joe Flacco. I think their defense is going to be good, and defense will be able to do what they do. But as far as their offense, I don't know. The Phillip Lindsay kid, I mean, was last year a fluke, or is he going to get better? And Joe Flacco, is he in has-been status now, or can he still throw the ball? Now, my team is I think that it's going to make the Super Bowl if they have home field advantage. San Diego Chargers. Phillip Rivers coming back for another season. And I like Phillip Rivers, man. I think Phillip Rivers deserved to make it to the big game at least once in his career. I do. And I thought that they were going to actually make it back when him and LaDainian Thomas was on the squad and LaDainian Tomlinson, and they had a nice team back then. But they couldn't get past the Patriots. So I wouldn't mind seeing Phillip Rivers get there. If this is the year to happen, for it to happen, then so be it. But last year, he passed for 4,308 yards. He had 32 touchdowns and 12 picks. And then, like I said, they need to iron out this situation with Melvin Gordon. 885 rush yards, 10 touchdowns. They got to iron it out with him, man. He has to be there in order for this to work out, for them to make it as far as they want to make it. If he's not there, then it's not going to work. Because I highly doubt that backup running back, Eckler, be able to help them get to a Super Bowl or AFC Championship game. And then another stud receiver that he's not talked about is one of the top five receivers, but he should be, and that's Keenan Allen. 1,196 receiving yards, six touchdowns, always making plays. Keenan Allen's a beast. And then Mike Williams alongside of him. Another Clemson receiver. These Clemson be producing some receivers, man. Sammy Watkins, Mike Williams, DeAndre Hopkins. All these dudes went to Clemson. So Clemson be producing some wide receivers, man. And Mike Williams, what, 664 yards receiving, 10 touchdowns last season. And then, you know, you got that good defense. Joey Bosa, he didn't play. He only played six games because he was injured. But in the six games, he had six sacks. 23 solo tackles. And then they was missing Hunter Henry last year. Tight end. He was pretty good, but he missed all of last season. So he'll be back. So Phillip Rivers had that tight end weapon. And that's what I'm saying. I like the Chiefs, man. I mean, the Chiefs, I'm sorry. I like the Chargers. I think the Chargers are going to win the AFC West. And I think they're going to be competing with the Patriots to go to the Super Bowl. And if they get home field, I think they could beat the Patriots. Well, they got to go to Foxborough. I got the Patriots beating them again. They also got, like I said, defensive end Melvin Ingram. Him and Joey Bosa on either side of that defensive line, wreaking havoc. And Melvin Ingram had one interception, seven sacks last year. And then I completely forgot about the rookie last year, the rookie strong safety from Florida State, Derwin James. He was balling out last year. And he basically had three interceptions, four sacks, and 75 solo tackles. And that's coming from a rookie. And he's going to do nothing but get better. So I'm really liking what San Diego did, you know, as far as keeping everybody together. And like I said, they got people coming back that was injured last year. They just got to keep Phillip Rivers upright. They keep Phillip Rivers upright, then I believe they got a chance to win this AFC West and, like I said, compete with the Patriots to go to the Super Bowl. All right, guys, I'm going to take a break. I'm going to come back. I'm going to talk about the Chiefs. I'm still in the AFC West. If you guys want to call in, talk about your favorite football team, how far you think they'll make it. Are you happy and excited that training camp is still back up? Who's your favorite team? Those are questions I want to know. So give me a call, 1-347-843-4939. And I'll catch you after this break.
For the year 2G, the rap game changed for one name. Jews ain't explain anything on this plane. Remains are found when the best kept secret get heated. You went platinum with a ghostwriter, so in the game you won, you cheated. My slang banging, you need it. Man enough to pull a gun, be man enough to squeeze it. Now you don't believe it. Anything to do with millions, I'ma be with. Hats off to the hardcore niggas, fuck the rest. And my guess, y'all useless, just talking music. Never mistake me for a fake MC, you got the wrong identity. Nigga, I'm CP. Get murdered in a second and first degree. Come at me with faggot tendencies, you be sleeping with a maggot's beat. Ain't nothing kind of used to beef, actually. But when it's on, I raise first automatically. Won't catch me as a victim in a rap casualty.
Come on.
Dynasty Raiders hit VA in the summertime.
What?
10 Bentleys in one line. Gas in these hands, twin 4.5s in mine. Snipers hitting niggas long distance for a rate. Sons and daughters, one order, you be floating in water. Bad news, home of the Dynasty Raiders. One love to the old school niggas dead in jail. They tried to raise them. Even the ones that tried to blaze them, but couldn't even graze them. So them bitch ass niggas y'all killing don't amaze me. I'm slopping, I'm spitting with a mouthful of rain.
All right, that was my man Allen Iverson, one of my favorite players of all time. Off his album that was banned from the NBA, basically he couldn't release it. David Stern made him put it on the shelf and not release it. So kind of had to find it on the internet. But now I want to talk about the Chiefs. Reigning MVP, Patrick Mahomes, man. 5,097 passing yards, 50 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. That's crazy. That dude be slinging the ball, and it's crazy because the throws he be making be crazy. He'll sidearm it through traffic, and it be accurate. It be pinpoint. Mahomes is he the future of quarterbacks, man. And then you got Damian Williams at the running back spot, who did a good job when they lost Kareem Hunt. He did a good job, so I think he earned that starting spot that he's going to have this year. But last year, he ended up finishing up with 256 rush yards and 4 touchdowns. But he had a hell of a run, man. He played good in the playoffs and everything, so he definitely earned the starting spot this year. Then they bring back Pro Bowl tight end. I call him the Gronk clone. Travis Kelce, except he don't block. Gronk used to block. Gronk did both. That's why it was never comparison. You know, when you, like you compared Travis Kelce to Rob Gronkowski, it was no contest because Rob Gronkowski blocked and he caught the ball. He blocked and he passed. I mean, how many of them games in the playoffs this past season they won because Gronk, like, really blocking real good and opening them holes for Sony Michel to run through. That's why Sony Michel led all running backs in the playoffs with 6 rushing touchdowns. Because of them holes. And see, that's the thing. Travis Kelce, he's a finesse receiver. He's like a big wide receiver. If you watch him, he don't block. All you do is run out and run routes. But, he's good, though. He's good. I'm not taking nothing away from him. I'm just saying when they tried to compare Gronkowski, you can't do that because he don't do both. And then Tyreek Hill, who should be suspended, He had 1,479 receiving yards and 12 touchdowns. I mean, they loaded. Sammy Watkins, 519 yards, 3 touchdowns. And they had a couple of key additions themselves. They picked up Frank Clark, that defensive lineman from Seattle, who played real good last year. He had 1 interception, 3 forced fumbles, and 13 sacks. That was with Seattle, so they expected him to do that with the Chiefs because they lost a couple of guys. They lost D Ford. They lost the one defensive player. He's here now. He's with the Colts now. I can't remember his name. But they lost a couple of defensive guys. So they need Frank Clark to, you know, play better than he did when he's in Seattle. And he had a good year last year. They also picked up Tyrann Mathieu, who's, you know, been traveling, man. He started off with Arizona, and then he played 1 year in Houston last year, and he did okay. 2 touchdowns, 70 tackles, that's not bad. And so now he's with the Chiefs. So, you know, he has to perform for them at a high level. But that Chiefs offense, I expect them to be the same. High flying, one of the best offenses in the league. But, you know, the question is going to be, just like the question last year about them, is their defense. Can their defense make critical stops? I don't know. I think they may still be in the same situation with this defense. I mean, they got a couple of good players they picked up. But are they going to be able to make the difference? You know, and them having a good defense. Like the last team in the AFC West, the Oakland Raiders, John Gruden has another year to try to show himself worthy of a $100 million contract that a coach got. $100 million that Al Davis' son gave John Gruden. I think the Raiders are going to be crap again. I think they're going to finish at the bottom of the AFC West. I don't think they're going to be good. And I like David Carr. David Carr is good. 4,049 passing yards. He had 19 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. Then they had Doug Martin, former Tampa Bay running back, the what they call him, the muscle hamster or something. He had 723 rushing yards, 4 touchdowns. And then they had a lot of additions to their team. Antonio Brown, the biggest one. You know, he got himself ran out of Pittsburgh. 1,297 receiving yards and 15 touchdowns. I see him and David Carr just, that's going to be the connection. That may be the only connection on that team. Because I don't think they, like I said, I don't think they're going to be good. And they say they signed Trent Brown, the left tackle that just left the Patriots, helped them win the Super Bowl. But how is he going to do with a different team? Because like I said, usually when guys play for the Patriots and they play at a high level, and then they leave to get their money somewhere else because the Patriots are not going to pay them. I mean, that's just how it is. So when they leave, they always go to the next team and then they play like crap. So I'm curious to see how Trent Brown is going to play at that left tackle spot, protecting Derek Carr's blind side. Is he going to play good at a high level like he did last year? Or is he going to be comfortable because he got his money? Then they picked up Vontaze Burfict. Everybody know who he is. The guy who always got in trouble with the Bengals, who always started fights, who kicked Antonio Brown in the head. That guy. He's looking to bounce back. You know, have a bounce back season because he didn't do much in Cincinnati last year because, you know, they're trying to get rid of him, basically. So he has a chance to make up, you know, for lost time and try to ball out and be one of the leaders of that Raider defense because they got a young defense, so I don't think they're going to be good. I mean, I just think as a whole, the Raiders are going to suck. And they have a couple of bright spots, but other than that, it's not going to be enough to compete. I like that they did. I did like that they picked up Tyrell Williams, the other receiver that was with San Diego. And he finished last season with San Diego with 635 receiving yards and 5 touchdowns. And picking up Josh Jacobs, the starting running back from Alabama, that was a good pickup. And he should split carries with Doug Martin and eventually supplant him as the starter because Josh Jacobs' kid is good too. He could run the ball, he could pound it, and he could catch it out the backfield. So that's definitely something that'll help David Carr out. But I got the Raiders finishing last in the AFC West. Got the Broncos finishing ahead of them, and then I'm going to take the Chargers to win the division. I got the Chiefs coming in second. All right, so now we're on the last division in the AFC, and you got the AFC North. Baltimore Ravens, Lamar Jackson, 1,201 yards passing, 6 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. We all know he's a dual-threat quarterback. A better runner and scrambler. He is a passer. Hopefully he improved that this summer, and hopefully we had noticed that in training camp and in preseason that he's improved on his passing, because if Lamar Jackson could pass the ball, he would be like a Deshaun Watson. And that's what I like about Deshaun Watson. He could stand in the pocket and throw the ball, and if he needs to run to get out of trouble, he can do that too. So I think that's the level that Lamar Jackson needs to be working towards. And as I said, he had 695 rush yards last year and 5 touchdowns. And at running back, they'll be returning Alex Collins. He was playing pretty good until he got hurt. He had 411 rush yards, 7 touchdowns. And also, they picked up Mark Ingram, who used to play running back for the Saints. So he might come in and start. And Alex Collins, you know, he'll be that second back. But Mark Ingram finished with 645 rushing yards and 6 touchdowns for Drew Brees and the Saints last season. And they also picked up Earl Thomas. We know how he was when he was with Seattle, but he ended up getting hurt. And we got to see how he's going to come back from his injury. But he was all world when he was in Seattle. One of the best safeties in the league. Definitely a Hall of Famer. He had 3 interceptions and 16 solo tackles before he got hurt. And he only played in three or four games last year before he got hurt for the season. And I like this pickup that they got at wide receiver. They picked up Marquise Hollywood Brown out of Oklahoma. That was Kyler Murray's top receiver at Oklahoma. So the Ravens drafted him. He's like a deep threat type of guy. But is Lamar Jackson going to be able to get on the ball? You know, like I said, that's going to be the question. Did Lamar Jackson work on his game where he'd be able to utilize deep threat receivers? You know, that's something we're going to have to see during the season. All right, the second team in the AFC North, is the Cincinnati Bengals, the Bungles, who I will be going to see the Patriots play on December 15th in Cincinnati. Still got Andy Dalton, who finished last year with 2,566 yards passing, 21 TDs, 11 picks. I like the kid Joe Mixon out of Oklahoma. He had a good year last year, 1,168 rush yards, 8 touchdowns. And the Tyler Boyd, he basically took over A.J. Green's shine. And A.J. Green, you know, was a little hurt last season too. But Tyler Boyd, he led the team in receiving. 1,028 yards, 7 touchdowns. A.J. Green finished with 694 yards receiving, 6 touchdowns. And it's crazy because I feel like A.J. Green just wasting away in Cincinnati. I feel like he should have demanded a trade, man. If I was A.J. Green, I would just demand a trade. And instead of just staying in Cincinnati, wasting away, you're never going to win anything. And hell, they make the playoffs, they lose in the first round. All the time. So it's almost like it's a wasted playoff spot. They get in, they're going to lose the first game. And it don't matter if it's on the road, it don't matter if it's in Cincinnati, they lose that first playoff game they play in. So I feel like A.J. Green just wasting away. He should demand a trade. Who knows? Maybe the trade deadline or something, he'll get traded to a better team, be a better situation. And then this is the biggest question for them. Can Tyler Eifert ever stay healthy? Tyler Eifert had a lot of promise until all these injuries start coming every year. When he's at Notre Dame, he was a beast. Then he came, you know, his first couple of years in Cincinnati, he was good. He's going, you know, he's the next big thing. But Tyler Eifert could never stay healthy. So that's the question for him. Can he stay healthy this year? I'm going to say no, because he never do. Then they have John Ross, who's basically a deep threat receiver. 210 receiving yards with 7 touchdowns. So that's what he did. He went deep. He ran go routes and stuff. All right, the next team in the AFC North, and this is the team that I'm picking to win the division, because I like Baker Mayfield, and I think Baker is going to take them to another level. I think that they're going to win the division, and I think that Baker Mayfield is good enough to get them. If they stay healthy and play together, I think they're good enough to make it to the second round of the playoffs. I think they're good enough to do it. I think the Browns are good enough to make it to the second weekend. And Baker Mayfield, remember, he didn't play the whole season. Baker Mayfield came in like game 3 or game 4 of last season, and he finished with 3,725 yards, 27 touchdowns, and 14 interceptions. Nick Chubb, he had a good rookie year. I mean, a lot of their good performances came from rookies last season. Nick Chubb, 8 touchdowns, 996 rushing yards. He almost had 1,000 yards. Jarvis Landry, 976 receiving yards, 4 touchdowns. The young tight end out of Miami, David Njoku, 639 yards, 4 TDs. Antonio Callaway, another young receiver out of Florida, 586 yards receiving, 5 touchdowns. So, if you look at the Browns on paper, man, they should have the best offense in the NFL. They should. And then on their defense is, you know, it's good. They got good players on their defense. Myles Garrett, 14 sacks. Denzel Ward, who had a good rookie season from Ohio State, 3 interceptions, 41 solo tackles. And, of course, the biggest key addition to this team in the offseason was Odell Beckham Jr., who had 1,052 receiving yards and 6 touchdowns last season for the Giants. So all that together on paper, man, it looked like the Browns should be in the AFC Championship game. That's the way they look on paper. I think they're coming, but I don't think it'll be this year. Like I said, I think Baker Mayfield is good enough to get them to the second weekend of the playoffs. I think he's good enough to get them to the second round. And I think he's good enough to have them win this division. I think this division is theirs for the taking this year if everybody stay healthy and everybody play together. And Jarvis Landry could keep Odell Beckham Jr. reeled in, which I think he can because they like best friends and they played with each other at LSU. So I think he'll be able to work on Odell, keep him in line. And I like the Browns, and I think they're going to win that division. All right, the last team. Good old Pittsburgh Steelers. Do Ben Roethlisberger want to play this year? Because it seemed like at the end of every season, the beginning of every season, he's always contemplating retirement. Do he really want to do it and all this? I haven't heard anything, so I'm assuming he want to play this year. But last year, he finished with 5,129 passing yards, 34 touchdowns, 16 interceptions. And the Le'Veon Bell replacement, James Conner, had a hell of a season, man. 973 yards. He almost had 1,000. 12 touchdowns. So, and he basically did the same stuff Le'Veon did. He rushed the ball good, and he caught the ball out the backfield. So, they had their running back of the future. So, it was okay that Le'Veon Bell was holding out. It was all right. They didn't really miss a beat. Nah, this is the thing. Juju Smith-Schuster. He is the team's leading receiver last year. Yes, even over Antonio Brown. That's why Antonio Brown was pissed off, because Juju Smith-Schuster was starting to get all the shine and get the catches and get the balls and all that. So that's why Antonio Brown was acting a fool. But now we get to see how real, you know, how good Juju Smith-Schuster really is, because those double teams are going to be coming his way. You know, the safeties playing over the top going to be going towards him now. You know, that used to happen to Antonio Brown, and that's how he used to get open most of the time. So now what is he going to do when the defensive coverage is focused on him? So that's what I want to see. But Juju Smith-Schuster finished last year with 1,426 receiving yards,
7 touchdowns. And then tight end Vance McDonald, 610 yards, 4 touchdowns. So still got some offensive players in place. And the Achilles heel for them has always been their defense too. Like a lot of these teams, they have good offenses. Their defensive teams, you know, their defense suck. So I want to see how Steelers are going to do this year. I mean, still got linebacker Bud Dupree, who's pretty good. 1 interception, 6 sacks. They still got reliable vet defensive tackle Cam Hayward, who had 8 sacks last season. They picked up Dante Moncrief, who used to play for the Colts and the Jaguars. So they got him as another wide receiver. So that could be another weapon. He had 668 receiving yards and 3 touchdowns last season. And then lastly, they picked up they drafted linebacker Devin Bush out of Michigan, who's one of the top linebackers in the country in college football last year. So pair him with Bud Dupree, and that might be something good. That might be something good. So, like I said, I'm going to take the Browns and win the NFC, AFC North, with the Steelers coming in second. And I have the Bengals finishing up in the last, you know, in last place in the conference. So that's the AFC. I got the Patriots winning the AFC East. I got the Colts winning the AFC South. I got the Chargers winning the AFC West. And I'm taking the Cleveland Browns and winning the AFC North. So I'm curious to see how that's going to all line up, see if it's going to work out. But, hey, that's what I'm saying. Football season is here, so we will find out. And that's basically going to be the show for tonight. I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank my Facebook Live people for chiming in for a couple seconds to see what's going on. And I want to thank my caller out of New York for calling in and having a conversation with me about his team, the Jets. It was all good. And like I said, football season is back, is here. And I can't wait till the real season start, the regular season. That's when it's going to really be fun and really have a lot more to talk about. We actually have stats and plays and stuff to talk about. Right now, we really don't have that to talk about because it's just training camp. So we're not seeing no plays and formations and scores and all that good stuff that we're going to see in September. When the NFL season officially opens up, and it's the Bears against the Packers, Thursday night football, even though that should be the Patriots opening up. But, you know, it's a 100-year anniversary, so I understand why they're doing that. So that's why the Patriots are going to be playing Sunday night against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Open it up against the Steelers, so I get to see how good Juju Smith-Schuster is against the Patriots. See if James Conner will be able to repeat what he did last season. See if Ben do anything crazy to lose the game, because he tends to do that against the Patriots. Yep, so thanks again. And questions and answer, it airs on Thursdays and Saturdays, 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central. And with that, I want to say thank you guys and have a good night. And I'll talk to you guys Saturday.